This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A tsunami that struck late Saturday has killed more than 200 people along Indonesia's Sunda Straits. 800 are injured and at least 28 are still missing, Reuters' Grace Lee reports.
Officials say it was triggered by an underwater landslide after the eruption of the Anak Krakatau volcano.
Throughout data, we've confirmed that the tsunami was due to volcanic activities at Anak Krakatau.
Hundreds have been hurt and buildings in coastal areas struck hard. Authorities have warned residents and tourists to stay away from beaches, while a high tide warning remains in place until Tuesday. Officials say rescue workers and ambulances are unable to reach affected areas because roads have been blocked by debris.
That's Reuters' Grace Lee reporting. Casualties are expected to rise. The U.S. government is partially closed at least Thursday and possible for days or even weeks beyond, as President Trump holds firm on demanding funds for a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border, and Democrats remain resolutely opposed. On Twitter Sunday, Mr. Trump continued to push for a border wall. Lester Munson is a U.S. foreign policy and national security analyst.
The border wall was President Trump's main message during the campaign in 2016. I think he wants to make it his main message in 2020 for his reelection. So even if he fully funds the wall right now, it's going to be hard for him to talk about the issue. I think having a fight on this and forcing Democrats to oppose him, he views as a good thing. He likes a little bit of combat. He likes someone to push against. He likes someone to complain about. And that's exactly what he's doing.
The shutdown affects a quarter of the government, which includes more than 800,000 federal employees. A majority of agencies and departments, including Defense and Postal Service, secured funding during the shutdown. Still, thousands of employees from the Departments of Homeland Security, Transportation, and others are affected. Many will work without pay. This is VOA News.